Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So first this morning, the High Court will today hear arguments to determine who will pay the costs of the legal action taken by Nikita Hand against mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor and his friend James Lawrence. There's an estimated €1.5 million in legal costs at stake here for the civil action, which resulted in a three-week trial. Nikita Hand was awarded almost €250,000 in damages last month after a jury found that Mr. McGregor had raped her, but Mr. Lawrence did not. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Michael Keeley, who's a solicitor with DMG Media Ireland. Michael, thanks for joining us on this one. And I know many people are very familiar with this case and would probably see how complex this is going to be, deciding costs in the case. Can you take us through the process of how it will be decided and what the factors are at play?
Well, it is going to be very complex, and it's going to be an unusual application. But I think you've already mentioned the figure of 1.5 million, and I think it's important to say at the outset that the cost application is going to have a significant impact on any of the parties in the proceedings, but especially Nikita Hand. The usual rule in cases of this nature is that if you sue and you lose, so you end up paying the other side's costs. Not all countries do that, but that's how we do it in Ireland. So the complicating factor here, as most of the listeners will know, is that the jury at the end of this trial were asked questions whether or not Conor McGregor had sexually assaulted Nikita Hand. They decided that he had. They were asked whether James Lawrence had sexually assaulted Nikita Hand, and they decided that he had not. So as a consequence of that, James Lawrence will look today to recoup his legal costs from Nikita Hand. And if he is successful in that application, that would eat into a significant tranche of the damages that Nikita Hand was awarded by the jury.
Yes, but we do have this other aspect to this, because it was accepted in evidence, wasn't it, that Conor McGregor was paying James Lawrence's legal costs. Is that an issue in this costs hearing?
It is an issue in this case. It is certainly going to be an issue in this costs hearing. There's going to be a number of intertwined issues. So that is one. Another is what happened in the criminal investigation prior to the civil action being started. Because, again, your listeners may recall that whenever the Gardaí were investigating the sexual assault on Nikita Hand, Conor McGregor was interviewed and declined to answer questions, as is his right. James Lawrence said that he had sex with Nikita Hand, but that was consensual. When the trial commenced, Conor McGregor said that he also had consensual sex with Nikita Hand. But Nikita Hand's lawyers were making the argument during the trial, which I think will also appear in the cost application, which is that, look, he was James Lawrence was a patsy for Conor McGregor and was kind of doing that to cover up for McGregor. And again, another complicating factor is, of course, we don't know. We only know the result of the decision that the jury came up with, not why they decided the way that they did, particularly in relation to James Lawrence. So we don't know, did they decide? We don't think that he had sex at all with Nikita Hand, therefore he didn't sexually assault her, or that he did have sex with her and it was consensual, but Nikita Hand doesn't remember that. So we don't even have that. If this was a case before a judge by himself, he would have had to outline his reasoning. But the jury in the civil action doesn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. So the judge is stuck with that kind of mystery as well.
So, Michael, James Lawrence's legal team, I would imagine, will go in there today and say, you sued our client and you lost, and therefore you must pay his costs, right? That's going to be their basic argument. Yeah. Her team are going to say, I had no choice but to sue both McGregor and Lawrence. Would you expect them to say that?
Yes, that is likely to be where it is. And I mean, as you say, James Lawrence's argument will be relatively simple. It will be, I was sued, and I shouldn't have been sued because the jury decided that I hadn't sexually assaulted Nikita Hand. And the usual rule is that I should get my legal costs as a result of that. The judge has a discretion when it comes to legal costs, but it's not unlimited. He can't just, you know, make stuff up. He has to have good reasons for that. So Nikita Han's lawyers are likely to, their arguments today will likely be, we had no choice but to sue the two of them because one had accepted in the criminal investigation that he had sex with Nikita Han, and she said if he did, it was non-consensual. The jury then obviously reached the decision that they did. Conor McGregor wasn't saying anything. So she said, well, when I sued, I had to sue the two of them. That's not widely unusual. There's, I mean, a somewhat imperfect analogy would be, if let's say you drank water out of your tap and it made you violently ill and you sued, but you didn't know whether it was the fault of the council for not keeping the water pipes correct or whether or not the infection came from the water treatment people. You're entitled to sue more than one. And at the end of that, you can say, I don't know whose fault this was, therefore I shouldn't be punished on costs. So the losing party should pay, you know, the losing defendant should pay the other defendant's costs who succeeded. And that's what the argument will be here. And that has also helped in Nikita Han's case by the fact that McGregor accepted an evidence that he had agreed to pay Lawrence's legal costs.
Right, so let's just imagine for a moment that the court decides that Nikita Han has to pay the legal costs of one of the parties involved here. I mean, that could mean for her that not only does she walk away with nothing despite being awarded almost $250,000, but she may have additional monies to pay beyond the level of that award.
Yes, that would be the case. I mean, if you look at in very simple maths, I mean, if we take it that the let's say the 1.5, it's a little bit more complicated because again, weirdly, both James Lawrence and McGregor had the same solicitor, so you know there'd be an overlap there. But if you take a very crude mathematics of that 1.5 million being divided in three between the three parties, if Lawrence gets his legal costs of, let's say, $500,000 against her, that will eat up the entirety of the award that she would have received.
Okay, and do you expect this to be resolved today? Do these matters tend to take longer, or can it be done in one day?
I would imagine that the argument will finish today. I think there is a good possibility, given the importance of this decision and the likelihood of an appeal. McGregor has already indicated that he's going to appeal a substantive decision. I think that there's a chance that Judge Owens will decide, look, I'm going to go and think about this decision and give it in a couple of days.
All right, Michael, thanks so much for taking us through it all. As we said at the beginning, it is likely to be a complex hearing with complex arguments being made. So I'm glad that you went through it all for us there. Michael Keeley, who's a solicitor with DMG Media Ireland. Coming up next, how long will this government formation take and its health insurance renewal time? Expert Dermot Good is here to tell us if savings can be made in an era of rising prices. I see your questions are flying in already for Dermot. Keep them coming. We'll have plenty of time to go through them all. The WhatsApp number is 0870 32 32 32.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.